Among those supporting the idea of a troop surge to secure Baghdad and other areas of unrest is Senator John McCain of Arizona, who's expected to be a Republican presidential contender in 2008.
The presence of additional coalition forces would give the Iraqi government the ability to do what it cannot accomplish today on its own, impose its rule throughout the country. In bringing security to Iraq, and chiefly to Baghdad, our forces would give the government a fighting chance to pursue reconciliation.
Most Democrats oppose the idea of a troop surge, though they are divided on what to do about it. Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts told NBC's Today program he will lead an effort to force the president to get congressional approval for the additional troops before they can be deployed.
Historically, the Congress has the power of the purse. And what we are saying is that before the president sends additional American troops into the Civil War, that the president has to come back to the Congress and get the authority for that deployment.
Two new public opinion polls, one by the Washington Post and ABC News, and the other by the USA Today newspaper and the Gallup organization, show large majorities of those surveyed oppose a troops increase in Iraq. John Mueller is an expert on war and public opinion at Ohio State University. He says President Bush will have a tough time winning public support for the troops increase.
I'm not sure he has to sell it, although he can just do it. But I don't think it's going to be met with great favor or adulation. The news over the last year, certainly, and for that matter, two, three years, but certainly over the last year, has been almost unrelievably miserable coming out of Iraq. And I think the mood of pessimism is very widespread, obviously influenced the election.
Many Republicans also appear uneasy about the expected call for a troop surge in Iraq, though others say they will support the plan. Republican political strategist Frank Luntz told NBC television that Republican lawmakers are well aware of the declining support for the war in public opinion polls.
When you talk about surge, people hear numbers, and they don't want more troops. The public has basically decided that this war is not going well.
White House officials believe the president's speech will be their best opportunity to rally public support around a new strategy that offers the best chance for victory in Iraq, something many Americans have told pollsters they now believe is doubtful. This is presidential spokesman Tony Snow.
I think millions of Americans believe that this war is winnable and think furthermore that it's important to rebuild the sense of political unity. But one of the things presidents often said is the only way we lose is if we lose our will.
Complicating the president's push for a new strategy in Iraq is the new reality in Washington that Democrats now control both chambers of Congress. Democrats will hold weeks of hearings on the president's Iraq policy, and some of them are demanding that Mr. Bush justify sending additional troops to Iraq. Tom DeFrank is Washington bureau chief for the New York Daily News and a regular panelist on VOA's Issues in the News program.
Nancy Pelosi's made it very clear that the view of the Democratic Party on the war is going to be very different, and the tone is going to be much tougher and probably less collegial. She basically said, we were elected. The reason why Democrats now control Congress is because of the war. And I think she made it pretty clear that they're not going to roll over on that one.
In the end, many analysts believe the president's greatest challenge will be to reinvigorate public support for his Iraq policy, support that has steadily weakened over the past 2 years. Will Marshall of the Progressive Policy Institute spoke to VOA's Focus.
The public has been conflicted. They don't think that the Bush administration has a plan for success in Iraq, but they haven't been terribly receptive to the idea that we should just get out and abandon our responsibilities to the Iraqi people and, you know, our own security interests in making sure we don't leave a situation behind that presents intolerable threats to the country.
The public's uncertainty about what to do in Iraq is reflected in the latest CBS News poll. 72% of those surveyed said they disapproved of the president's handling of Iraq, but only 21% said they would support an immediate withdrawal of all U.S. troops from the country. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.